Hi, you're listening to Truth News Radio on the 10th of May 2014. Welcome to another show. It's great to be able to talk to you again, as we do every week, about all kinds of amazing information that is not widely known, not widely understood, and certainly the subject of controversy. Now, a few weeks ago, I brought you a show looking into alternative approaches to cancer. And this is something that I'm going to continue looking at, and it's an incredibly diverse realm of investigation once we start to look into different ways of dealing with all kinds of medical problems. And cancer, of course, is one of the biggest challenges because it's so little understood, and mainstream medicine has so little to offer. There are many different voices out there that have been talking about various approaches, different cures. And today I have another person on the show. I have Dr. Leonard Caldwell, who has been talking about cancer, who has been helping patients for decades now, and has a great reputation around the world, and is providing a lot of information and helping people. And I think that cancer is one of those things that we have to look at it from so many different angles to try and understand what it really is. And I do think that that people who are expecting some kind of instant magic bullet are thinking the wrong way, and that's my personal feeling about it. But I think that applies to most forms of ill health and disease. You have to approach it holistically. But of course, the medical profession tends to focus us on individual solutions, magic bullet solutions. So, without further ado, let me welcome Dr. Leonard Caldwell to the show. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show and daring to get the truth and the information out that people are really starving to understand and to get, because they are just in the form of cancer here in the U.S. There's a Cancer Act from 1933 which forbids everybody to talk about, write about, or give any ideas of natural cancer cures or treatments.
Goodness.
So the cancer industry made really sure, based on John D. Rockefeller, that nobody really gets the idea or knowledge about the 400 natural known cancer cures out there, and basically destroyed everybody from Gerson to Dr. Royal Life, and everybody out there, Harry Hoxsey, that cured cancer, because it's a $300 billion industry, and the most important part is it is all about the money. And the second somebody dares for a few dollars, like with Laetril, vitamin B17, apricot kernels, apricot seeds, cures cancer, or with vitamin C, 100 cc's intravenously cures cancer within 12 days, and all of this cost about $30, $40, $50, $60 maybe, then of course that person is cutting into the most profitable industry after oil in the world, the medical and pharmaceutical industry. And if you look at the facts that just in the Western world, it's a $300 billion industry. Nobody is really interested in the lives of our suffering to have people knowing that they can cure themselves with a couple of dollars. And sometimes they don't even need money at all to cure themselves from cancer.
Yes, it's a question of taking the power back, I think, also, isn't it? It's really about approaching your own condition, your own medical issues, whatever they may be, rather than simply being told what to do. It seems to me that part of the problem is kind of an endemic, it's almost a psychological addiction that people have now got to simply go to the doctor to be told what to do.
Yes, everybody wants to have the quick fix and somebody from the outside fixing their problems. That's why criminals like Hitler or Stalin were possible, because people rather look for somebody telling them what to do than thinking on their own and taking responsibility for their own lives and making their own decisions. That is just really deep into anchored into the human psyche. that people rather have somebody telling them what to do, even if it's wrong, than thinking on their own and taking charge and responsibility for their own lives. But the main problem really is that the pharmaceutical industry owns the media.
Yeah.
So if you have something to sell and you own all the media outlets worldwide, it is very easy for you to sell your lies and your hoaxes and your brainwashing and manipulation through videos, soap operas, and of course the regular form of advertisement. But the main way people get brainwashed are these talk shows in the morning, usually, where a couple of hosts are sitting together and acting like they are just talking with each other and telling the news and giving their own opinion. Then people don't understand. They just read from teleprompters. Not one word that a host on TV says is their own. Everything is pre-scripted, even if they have a so-called fight or argument or disagreement, it's all scripted. It all comes from the teleprompter. Everything has been written down by somebody else before.
And another thing I've found is that a lot of news stories that pop up that would appear to be information that simply has entered the media in the normal way often have a kind of a PR aspect to them. And this is very much so with medical issues. And I'm just thinking of one example, which was the very widely publicized double mastectomy that Angelina Jolie had last year, which was, it was really, when you started to look at it and when you started to deconstruct it, was it perhaps a bit of a PR stunt? And I'm not saying that, that she didn't do it with a complete belief that that was the best thing that, that she could do, but it was pitched so much like PR that it actually made it, me and a few other people that I talked about, think, yeah, well, was it actually some sort of PR?
That was, to me, it was just 100% a PR stunt. See, the fact is, we have... Our lymph system is our physical immune system, basically.
Yeah.
We have four times more lymph liquid than blood. Our lymph liquid is the most important element to nourish cells, to transport toxins out, and so on. So to cut out one-third of your lymph system, your lymphatic system, by cutting off, slaughtering off, slicing off the female's breasts, which is the most gland-loaded tissue in the human body, in the female body, is basically cutting out one-third of your lifespan. It's cutting out one-third of your immune system, and you, the immune system is not able to ever work perfectly again after this insult and assault. And it could have been only a PR stunt to get more people to do these absurd, murderous, senseless operation, because you can never prevent cancer by cutting body parts off.
Yeah, yeah.
People need to first understand a cancerous tumor saves your life. A cancerous tumor is only there to make you live. What happens is when the body is full with toxins and these toxins are getting ready to kill you, the body builds a bag and puts all and stores all the poisons from your body into this bag. That's what we call a tumor. That's why the medical profession says a cancerous tumor is always extremely toxic in the middle, in the inside. Of course it is, because that's how the body survives. It stores all the toxins isolated in this bag that they call a tumor. So now, imagine that with a mammography, with 50 pounds of pressure on that already infectious full gland, it will burst the gland in many cases and will lead to very fast-growing aggressive cancer. So does a stupid needle biopsy.
Right.
Imagine you have an air balloon filled with water, and you pinch in it with a needle, what happens is it explodes. And that's why women, very often after a mammography or after a needle biopsy, have a very aggressive, very fast-growing cancer and die really, really fast. And it would never have happened if they would have left it alone and did the right natural ways of detoxification and the right herbology and nutritional backing up the nutritional deficiency and so on, because cancer is the easiest condition to cure in my personal observation, because it's not even an illness. It is just a symptom.
Yeah.
And when you understand that cancer is holistic, meaning in body, mind, and soul, cutting off just your breasts does not prevent the cancer to come in your groins or anywhere else where you have lymph nodes or in any organ.
And in the case of Angelina Jolie, cutting off the organ when she actually even had no sign of cancer, that sort of adds another twist to it. I mean, I know often operations are performed, and many times people have had lungs removed without any proof they've got cancer. But in this case, there was no suggestion she had cancer. It was simply that there was a genetic disposition that she might get cancer. And I really do find it incredibly wrong. Just, you know, on a philosophical level, on a deep gut level, that people would actually have parts of their body removed because they think there's a statistical probability that they might develop some problem. I just honestly found that incredible.
It is absurd. It is by far the dumbest solution somebody can make. And first of all, it's just a fact. You cut off at least one-third of your lifespan, of your natural lifespan,
yeah,
by cutting out your physical immune system. That's just a fact. But that is just a PR stunt, because no normal thinking person, most of all, not as rich as Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are,
yeah,
It's a new world order movement, and in my personal opinion, they are really a big part of the new world order movement, and they're part of the Rockefeller-Rothschild-owned pharmaceutical industry. And the same happened with Christina Applegate. This girl is even dumber than the role she played in Married with Children.
Right.
She has the same thing done, and I'm absolutely sure there's no other reason. Because, first of all, the genetic cancer is not genetic. There is no hereditary cancer, absolutely not, and I can easily prove that. And my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, is proving it to a certain point.
Sure.
Now the 8th edition is coming out and has 100 more pages and will really outline all the other points that people are asking me about in the 8th edition of The Only Answer to Cancer. But when you look at the facts, just as simple facts, that cancer is not hereditary. Trained behavior, habitual ways of dealing with stress, eating, and so on, are the cause for the same cancers running in the same families, not genes.
Yeah.
Having a genetic predisposition doesn't mean you get anything. It just means if ever anything happens, that's your weakest spot. And cancer is not one of them, because cancer is a malfunction. Cancer is not an illness or disease. Cancer is a symptom. And the instinct-based medicine system that I developed helps people to identify and eliminate the root cause of cancer. It is not dealing with the symptoms at all. We don't do treatment. We don't do symptom treatment. We don't care about this from the beginning, because it's completely absurd. It's like having a splinter in your finger, and then you take constantly painkillers, and you're not removing the splinter. Of course, the problem will not go away.
Absolutely. And I would like to learn more about your specific techniques and your books. We're just going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. I'm talking to Dr. Leonard Caldwell about alternative approaches to cancer. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Are you getting fed up with all the disinformation, deception, spin, propaganda, half-truths and downright lies in mainstream news? Looking for something different? Visit Truth News Radio Australia, www.truthnews.com.au, and may the truth set you free. With Truth News Radio. Great to have your company today. And do make sure to check us out on the web, on our website, truthnews.com.au. And we have been doing quite a number of really interesting interviews lately, and I'm hoping to do more on the subject of alternative medicine and many, many different controversies that exist between mainstream medicine and people who have different points of view. And one of them today we have on the show is Dr. Leonard Caldwell, who's talking about some of his approaches to cancer. And I was wondering, Dr. Caldwell, if you could tell us a little bit about your background, because I read that you actually cured your own mother of cancer when you were a teenager. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. First of all, people should really understand where I'm coming from and that I'm the only one that really knows anything about cancer and the effects of cancer, of the loved ones of the cancer patients. There's nobody that knows 1% of that subject that, as I know.
Yeah.
All 7 siblings of my mom had cancer. My grandmother, my grandfather on both sides, all 4 of them, died of cancer. My
wow.
father died of cancer, and my stepfather died of cancer.
Wow.
And when I was 7 years old, around 7 years old, my mom had gallbladder surgery that went wrong. They gave her hepatitis C blood. She developed hepatitis C. From that, liver cirrhosis, from that, terminal liver cancer. When I was about 12 years old, they told my mom she has about 6 months to live, and she has to learn to live with the pain, and she has to do the best out of the last 6 months she has to live. From that moment on, since there was nothing left to lose, and every doctor says there's no help, there's never been a cure for either of these 3 illnesses your mother has, and we are not even treating her because everything we would do would just kill her instantly. That was actually one of the steps that saved her life.
Right.
But they didn't treat her.
Yeah.
So I read everything as a teenager I could in alternative health, which should be the mainstream health, because natural health, God's health, the universal health, or health care, is that's the mainstream. The chemical medicine invented by John D. Rockefeller is actually just a criminal approach to kill people slowly and making money on it, in my opinion. But the most important part is that people understand that with talking to everybody that ever was sick and got healthy, sitting together with our then 86-year-old semi-retired family doctor, who was an MD, but she was born in the last century, I mean now 2 centuries ago.
Yes.
In 1800-something, and she had a different understanding of being a medical doctor because her approach was natural. And so basically, I got all the knowledge I could out of books, talking to people, talking to patients, calling healers worldwide that were willing to talk to me, and I applied everything to my mom, and it was all natural, from herbology, from teas, from acupressure, relaxation techniques, and so on. And to make a very long story very short, my mom is still alive today, 43 years later. She is 100% healthy. Her liver levels are 100% perfect. And she's the most vital, healthiest person you can ever meet with the age of 78 years old. I cured also my own sister from cervical cancer simply with sodium bicarbonate. I had her make a douche with baking soda.
Yeah.
And the cervical cancer disappeared on contact, and that's proven by Dr. Tutu Simoncini, the greatest oncologist in Rome, Italy, who cured hundreds of thousands of cancer patients with baking soda. His book, Cancer is a Fungus, should be read by everybody, and I have the essence also in my book, The Only Answer to Cancer. But what we need to look at is, don't talk to people that kill people. The medical profession has, so Dr. Tutu Simoncini, who is an oncologist himself, has a cancer cure rate of 2%. The great researcher, Dr. Gary Null, said the medical industry has a cancer cure rate of 2%. I know that if you do nothing, from personal experience with my patients, if you don't do anything, 27% of all cancer patients get completely cured and never have the cancer again without doing nothing. So doing nothing gives you a greater chance statistically than even falling into the hands of the criminal pharmaceutical medical industry, as I see that. So Dr. Hearn, Dr. Kroner, Professor Wirkening, they conducted and controlled studies done and came to the conclusion that I have a cancer cure rate of 92.3%. And this is only with patients that had no medical treatment before. I would never deal with people that already had surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy, because the patients the last 20, 30 years die of the side effect of the treatment and not of cancer any longer, as I see that.
That's so really interesting.
Basically, what I did, I just looked at people who were sick, got healthy and stayed healthy. I talked to people that got their patients healthy, essentialized it, and created the instinct-based medicine system, which I believe our instinct is our soul or God or the universe talking to us. We are never wrong if we listen to our instinct. Every mother with her newborn child listens constantly to her instincts. The tummy hurts and she puts the hand on the baby's tummy and it gets better. Does anybody tell her that? No, she's listening to her instincts. My grandmother always knew, who brought 8 children to the Second World War and through Nazi concentration camps, she always knew what to do with her children, got them all alive through the Second World War. And when you listen to your instincts, sometimes you look at something and you think, I shouldn't eat that. And you still eat it because it looks so nice. And then you spend the entire night in the bathroom. We need to learn, relearn, use common sense and listen to your instincts and do your research. I'm not saying I'm the only one. There is thousands of great healers out there. And as I said, there's over 400 known natural cancer cures out there that have been proven successful.
Yeah.
The main element is just detoxification, because Otto Warburg and Max Planck in 1911 and 1936 won a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an alkaline, oxygen-rich environment. And this is what people need to understand. If you get alkaline, oxygen-rich, you juice a little of green stuff, everything is green, it's filled with chlorophyll, gives you oxygen, and filled with calcium, makes you alkaline. So what else do you need? You don't. You drink a gallon of water a day. If you don't have a specific kidney disease, that's the only people that can. And you put half a teaspoon of pink salt in it, since you cannot use sea salt anymore, because based on the Fukushima accident, the sea salt may be radioactive, so I'm only using Himalayan or pink salt now because it's mined and it's completely clean. And so it is just really important. People should just do their own research, and you will find there are tens or hundreds of thousands of people out there that cured themselves. Even with the information in my books, I have people that cured themselves from MS. All their health stories are on drleonardcoldwell.com on my main website. You have thousands, tens of thousands of testimonials, tens of thousands of video testimonials. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen out there, you can only listen to people who have done it before. You can only listen to people that produced results. You can only, if somebody won the gold medal in the Olympics and you want to learn this specific discipline, that's the person you talk to, not somebody that's going to talk about that he's going to want to win something one day. You
Yes.
talk to people that were sick and got healthy. And this is what's so important, and that's why I'm so grateful for your radio show, because not many people have the guts today to get the truth out, to get this kind of information out. It's like with me, I've been shot at, my car has been bombed, we have death threats on a daily basis in our offices worldwide. And I thank you so much for even having so much boldness and then so much guts to literally get this information out, because I know they are not going to leave you alone the second you start hitting their income potential.
Absolutely. Well, I can do this because I've got no stake in the media industry. This is a completely self-run personal endeavor, this show, and I've been doing it for a few years now, and I basically go wherever I think information merits inquiry, and that's what this show is about. It is just about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I'm quite prepared to even confound a lot of my listeners' expectations, because I'm only interested in the truth. I'm not so much interested in what the consensus opinion on any topic is. We are going to break here with Truth News Radio Australia. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. I'm talking to Dr. Leonard Caldwell about his unique and revolutionary approach to cancer. And it was obviously quite a complex thing. It's not something that can be summarized and say, well, you know, here is the cure for cancer. You've illustrated there that there are many, many different cures and many different approaches. And I understand people need to read the books and they need to read your book. Sorry, could you just give us the name of the book again, the one that you've been promoting?
The most sold book of its kind is my book, The Only Answer to Cancer.
Terrific.
And was a follow-up to The Only Answer to Surviving Your Illness and Your Doctor.
Excellent.
So The
Excellent.
Only Answer to Cancer is basically when people are really interested in cancer, but The Only Answer to Surviving Your Illness and Your Doctor, you can get them from Amazon or wherever you want to get them, is very important. But the third book, The Only Answer to Stress, Anxiety, and Depression, is very important because 86% of all cancers, in my opinion, are caused by mental and emotional stress. And
okay.
My system, the instinct-based medicine system, is only targeting the root cause of somebody's cancer development. And cancer, see, we are born with potential cancerous cells. At the moment of birth, billions of bacteria, microbes, fungi attack our little body, and our immune system just says, so what?
Yeah.
So our immune system knows from day one how to deal with mutated, atrophied cells, which that's all cancer is, and it knows how to cleanse itself and heal itself. We just need to go back. We need to find out what went wrong from the point where we're in perfect health, and now all of a sudden our immune system doesn't do a job anymore. And the absolute only cause for that, the only cause for illness, is lack of energy. And it is a clinically studied fact that 86% of all illness and doctor visits are stress-related. The Stanford University conducted a study and concluded 95% of illness and doctor visits may be stress-related. So if you look at the fact that mental and emotional stress is the main cause of all disease, it's the only cause of getting the flu, of getting the cold, because you will never find anybody that's excited and motivated and strong getting the cold or flu. You have to be worn out, depressed and tired, toxic to basically get the flu. There's nobody that's full of energy getting ever sick. It's impossible. And if you look at my gene line, everybody in my gene line had cancer. I mean, literally everybody. And I don't have cancer. I will never get cancer. And when people understand the only prevention to get sick is getting educated, loving yourself, stop living in fear, in worries, in doubts, in lack of self-love, lack of self-esteem, lack of self-confidence. And my instinct-based medicine system shows you how to find out what's really ailing you and making you sick and how to fix that. And the moment you learn to love yourself, have hope again, have self-confidence, make no compromises against yourself any longer, you recover from whatever it is. That's why it doesn't even matter what you have. If you deal with the instinct-based medicine system, it disappears on its own, because every ill health, but every health symptom is only based on lack of energy and a malfunction of the system. The second the energy comes back, I have a specific cleanse for that developed so that you don't have the physical stress. It's a mightbepure.com. And this cleanse helps you to detoxify on a cell-to-cell level, a cellular level, because it's very dangerous to make single-organ cleanses. I would never suggest that. It's very dangerous and can kill you potentially. So I had to invent over 30 years ago a specific cleansing system that goes over 21 days. Everything shorter will not help you permanently. And that really helps you to cleanse the cells. People think if they have cellulite, it's fat. It's not. Mm-hmm. Cellulite is stored toxins in fat cells.
Yeah.
That's why the body will never let go of your cellulite if you just starve. You need to detoxify your system. My videos on cancer have been viewed over 225 million times, as experts concluding. And they're all free. I don't have to sell you anything. Just go to my website, drleonardcoldwell.com, click on the videos, and you watch hundreds of videos for free that I created. And if 225 million people watch these videos, there might be some value in them for you too. People need to educate themselves, rely on themselves. Nobody can cure you. You're the only person that can cure you. A gallon of water a day, half a teaspoon of pink salt, the MyBePure.com cleansing system, the information from my free videos. You don't even need to buy a book.
Yeah.
And your life will change. It's all, the information is out there for free. I give it all away because I made a deal with God. When my mom and myself, and we broke down crying and praying and didn't know what to do when we thought she's going to die in 6 months, I made a promise to God. I said, God, if you help me to cure my mother, I will spend the rest of my life to help other parents and their children not to have to go through what my mom and I had to go through. And I'm keeping my promise. That's why it's all out there. Every information that's for sale is also out there for free. Yeah, you can buy the book, The Only Answer to Cancer. But you can get all the information through all my free material, too. And I put it all out there so that everybody has access to it. And the cancer cure doesn't need to cost more than $100, $200, $300, $500 maximum if you do it right. And yeah. All you need is nature. You need vitamin C. You need water. You need pink salt. Yeah, you need Laetrile, vitamin B17, just the kernels of an apricot. And when people understand how cheap and simple the successful fight against cancer can be, they will be really mad at the medical profession that is virtually killing them, the slaughter, poison, and burn, and then not even offering a real solution.
Well, I tell you, I've been completely amazed at some of the testimonials I've seen for some of the alternative approaches to skin cancer, which mm-hmm. are banned in Australia. And there's a big controversy over the sale of black salve, which has been incredibly successful treating skin cancer. And
hemp seed oil on it. You make your own hemp seed oil if it's legal, and if not, you need to buy it somewhere where it's legal. Put hemp seed oil on, and in 3 to 7 days, the skin cancer part just falls off.
Hemp seed oil. Well, that's a really interesting one. I hadn't heard about that. Is that a cold pressed version of hemp seed oil?
You need to really boil it. And I have the free video on my website, drleonardcoldwell.com, how to make it. You have to find out if it's legal in your country. I don't know your laws.
Yeah.
But hemp is usually not illegal. Hemp is not marijuana. That is not the same thing. People just confuse this on purpose. And hemp seed oil, in my experience, about 3 to 7 days, it just falls off. But the sun also cures skin cancer. I put all my skin cancer patients historically into the sun, and in about 7 to 10 days, it just falls off. Because the sun, the vitamin D production, just cures skin cancer, in my opinion.
Well, that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, that's how counterintuitive is that? But, of course, I have heard that that lack of sunlight is actually a precursor or a cause of cancer, but we've been taught, and I was certainly taught as a kid, it was drummed into us for over decades that we have to get out of the sun, you know. And isn't it incredible how sometimes it's the opposite of what you've been told? It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, because they're making money on you. It's like the Catholic Church took over 1,000 pages out of the Bible that were talking about self-healing and self-help, and they even admitted to it. And now we have this miniature version of the Bible with nothing in it anymore about self-help and believing in yourself. So basically, sun cures everything. In the olden days in South America, people, even the Mayans, put people into the sun on mountaintops when they were sick, and most of them just recovered from that. The vitamin D is the most essential element to survive anything and to fight flu, cold, cancer. And the sun is the only way for us to produce vitamin D. We don't need to take it. If you are 20 minutes in the sun, at least 20 minutes in the sun a day, probably naked, I don't mean really naked, have a bikini or you know, some swim pants on, produces enough vitamin C to keep you healthy.
Dr. Caldwell, we'll have to leave it there. It has been really excellent having you on the show, really important information, and I do hope to get you on the show again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And we're just going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. Well, I do hope you enjoyed that interview with Leonard Caldwell. The whole question of cancer is such a complex and fascinating one that I think we have to start from a position where we let go of preconceptions, open our minds, and start thinking in different directions. Now, I'm not going to say that all the different directions that we might go in are going to be right. And I'm certainly not going to say that all of the people out there that are advocating various approaches and cures are giving you the right information or are even genuine. Possibly a lot of them are not genuine. I get a very strong feeling from Leonard Caldwell talking to him that he's coming from the right place in his heart. But you will find that there's a lot of very negative publicity for him and others out there on the web. And to be honest with you, I don't know what the truth is. But I will not simply fall into the trap of parroting other people's prepackaged, canned kind of points of view, which is what tends to happen on the internet, depending on which side of the debate you're on. People basically just repeat what their team says. Now, people who are on the opposing team in regards to alternative medicine and alternative cancer cures will heap derision on people like Leonard Caldwell. There'll be articles, and you'll see them if you Google a name. You'll see incredibly vicious attacks, ad hominem rants, that say all kinds of terrible things on a personal level and would make you think, well, this person must be a really, really shocking, evil scammer. But then you try and find the facts in all of that, and it's very hard to find any facts at all. All you can see is that someone has a very strong point of view, they have a personal opinion, and their personal opinion is that, you know, such and such a person is no good. But then those particular rants, especially those ones, never seem to offer any clear evidence as to why, but you just thought, oh, that person's terrible, shocking. I mean, we've seen that in the vaccine debate in relation to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who, of course, was a fully qualified doctor and surgeon, but has now been banned from practicing in the UK as a result of a smear campaign. And if you were to casually search the internet and look for information about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you would come up with a variety of articles that allege that he is a fraudster, that he's dishonest, that he's in it for the money, that he's done all these kind of nefarious things. And you could easily be bowled over by it if you simply took it at face value. And this is why I really must encourage and insist that people do not simply read an internet article as if it's going to give you some truth in itself. We read articles and we do research to give us pointers in different directions, which we then verify. There's this tendency to simply take in what someone's telling you, it's actually a very childish tendency that that many of us have, and it's one that I struggle with a lot, I have to say, in my debates with various people, on Facebook with many people, and it affects people on both sides of every argument. I'm not saying this is a problem that's confined to people who promote a mainstream view or an alternative view or a truth of view. There's simply a tendency to fall into a lockstep or groupthink with those you consider to be your team. And it is extremely dangerous to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You mustn't do it. You must question everything. The point about having a show like this, which is about looking for the truth, is the exact opposite or counterbalance to the tendency to simply believe what you're told. So in the case of Leonard Colwell, you'll read a lot of quite hysterical claims about him, and one of them being that he's actually not a true doctor. And, you know, this is not something that that I think is actually that important. And certainly speaking to him today, I didn't find it was a particularly important question, because it's quite clear to me that that his approach to cancer is a holistic, universal approach that is beyond the confines of allopathic medicine as such. It is not simply like a doctor saying, well, you know, here is the treatment for this disease, and following the paradigms of treatment. We recently had Dr. Tullio Simoncini on the show. Now, Tullio Simoncini came up with some very, very interesting information. But, of course, you may have noticed that the information that Dr. Leonard Colwell presents is somewhat in conflict with the information that Dr. Simoncini has presented. Because I specifically asked him the question about acidity, about the pH and its relationship to cancer, and Dr. Simoncini said it has absolutely no importance, it's completely irrelevant. He said it's all about the fungus and the fact that the fungus is able to grow in certain environments, but again, he stressed that pH, acidity versus alkalinity, was of no importance. But if you read a lot of Leonard Colwell's stuff, have a look at some of his videos, he's very much in the group that insists that having a alkaline pH is an essential step in curing cancer. So, again, I'm not saying that this is bad or good, and I'm not saying that all of this information is right. And indeed, both Dr. Simoncini and Dr. Colwell cannot both be right, because they are actually contradicting each other. And so the journey goes on, doesn't it? The journey of discovery. And it's why we have to put effort in to understanding who we are, what we are, and what makes us tick. And there is no magic bullet. There is no royal road to health from the mainstream sources, but they certainly will take your money, and they certainly will cut you up and cut large chunks of your body off, and they certainly will bombard you with rays, radioactivity, with very toxic chemical treatments. So they'll do all that. So let's consider, you know, what is the alternative? What are the fallbacks? It may be that a lot of these people who present themselves as the great revolutionary healer who can cure cancer, it may turn out that some of these people are charlatans and quacks. I'm not disputing that. However, there would not be such a fertile environment for charlatanism and quackery if those who had been entrusted and given vast amounts of money and power by the status quo had actually done what they claimed to do and given us the best options. They've given us a very limited set of options. And they've told us that these are the only options that are valid. I mean, they do allow patients to go off and do their own wacky, you know, treatments, of course, but in many cases they don't. It really depends on the context. If it's an adult and there's no other parties involved, certainly there's not much of a problem, although you'll get a lot of pressure and you won't get much support from the mainstream sources. But of course, if you're a parent or a guardian of someone who's not able to make decisions for themselves, you may not find it so easy to go down the path of alternative approaches to cancer. And it can lead to very, very serious consequences. It can lead to criminal proceedings, and it can lead, in the case of children, of your children being taken away from you. So again, all of this leads back into questions about freedom and justice and the need for a more open society. Now, we are just about at the end of the hour, and today's show will be a one-hour show. The second hour, listeners in Austin will have a repeat of one of our recent shows. I just like to say I'm planning to bring a lot more stories and interviews on alternative health into this show. And if you as a listener have any stories you'd like to share or any interesting insights, please contact me, particularly if you have anyone that you think I should interview. There is just so much out there that we need to be addressing in the realm of health. And again, this is part of self-ownership. This is part of freeing ourselves from the tyranny of the nanny state. So I'll be returning to the theme of vaccines quite a bit in coming months, and I'm also going to be revisiting some other areas of medicine, particularly AIDS, which is surrounded by controversy, and a lot of people are not aware of the degree of controversy that does surround the AIDS-HIV paradigm, and I'm going to be getting into that in a lot of detail, because there has certainly been a resurgence of media drumbeat for programs that involve very, very toxic medications to deal with alleged AIDS epidemics, particularly in Myanmar in Southeast Asia. So do stay tuned for all that, and we will be back next week with another show. And check us out at www.truthnews.com.au and see if you can grab yourself a podcast. So till next week, it's been great talking to you, and we will talk to you again. Over and out from Truth News Radio.